在我们开始祷告前，我们来看一节圣经，作为大家彼此的勉励。
Before our prayer, let us read a Bible verse as mutual encouragement.
我们请看《使徒行传》第三章。
Let us read Acts of Apostles, chapter 3.
第六节到第八节。
Verse 6 to verse 8.
使徒行传六三章第六节到第八节。
Acts chapter 3, verse 6 to verse 8.
第六节，彼得说：“金银我都没有，只把我所有的给你。我奉拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名，叫你起来行走。”第七节。
Verse 7.
于是拉着他的右手，扶他起来，他的脚和踝子骨立刻健壮了。第八节。
Verse 8.
就跳起来，站着又行走，又同他们进了殿，走着跳着赞美神。这一段是大家都非常熟悉的一段圣经节。
So these are verses we are very familiar with.
它讲述使徒保罗和使徒约翰和彼得，他们在受圣灵出来传讲神的道理的时候行的第一个神迹。
And so this talks about the first miracle that happened when Peter, Apostle Peter, came out to preach.
那么这个神迹是一个生来瘸腿。躺在床上40年的人可以立刻起来行走。
This was a miracle where a man who was born lame, lame for 40 years, was able to walk again.
这个神迹轰动了当时轰动了整个耶路撒冷城。
And so, this miracle shook up the whole city of Jerusalem.
众百姓都觉得非常的稀奇。
And the people were very amazed.
而追着约翰和使徒和彼得的脚步来跑。
And so the people went after and followed Peter and John.
但神他行神迹的目的，他并不是要让我们来看这个热闹。
But of course, the purpose of the miracle is not for people to come and just to entertain themselves.
那也不是要我们来追求神迹。
And it's also not for the purpose for us to just pursue after the miracles.
那么行神迹使人病得医治，也不是他最主要的目的。
And also, when God performs miracles, His main purpose is not for the sake of the person to be healed.
那么行神迹，他最主要的目的就是要我们从神迹里面去明白神的道理。
But the main purpose of the miracles are for people to understand the teachings within the miracle.
那么明白神的旨意。
And so that people can understand the will of God.
那么明白神的救赎。
And to understand the salvation of God.
那么进而使我们得到救恩。
And so that we also can receive salvation.
那我们从这段圣经里面，那我们可以从三组人他们的所作所为，那么可以让我们得到一些属灵的教训。
And from this miracle, we can learn from three groups of people some spiritual teachings.
那可以应用在我们日常信仰的生活当中。
Which can be applied in our daily life.
我们先来看第二节。
Let us read verse 2.
有一个人生来是瘸腿的，天天被人抬来，放在殿的一个门口，要求进殿的人周济。那么在这个地方有一群人，他们默默地来行他们的爱心。
So here it talks about a group of people who came here to perform a deed of love.
他们天天抬着这个瘸腿的到殿门口去行乞。
And they carried this lame man to the door of the temple.
他们不求名，也不求利。
And they did not seek after name or wealth.
他们这个默默行善的这个作为是值得我们来效仿的。
It is worthwhile for us to learn from their good deed.
那么他们所行的这个善呢，是否有益呢？
And so what is the purpose of the good that they had performed?
当然是有的，但是是有限。
And it was beneficial, but it was very limited.
虽然他们让这个瘸腿的人能够得到一些食物来过活。
And although it allowed this lame man to obtain some food to sustain his life.
但是并没有办法彻底解决他的问题。
But it could not eliminate his problem.
仍然需要天天抬着他到殿门口去行乞。
And yet every day they still had to carry him to the entrance of the temple to ask for alms.
那么一直等到彼得和约翰来到殿门口，那么使他能够立刻来行走的时候，那么他的问题才彻底的解决。
And only when they met with Peter and John that they had experienced this miracle that the problem was completely solved.
Yeah, 那么这个解决是约翰和彼得他们奉主耶稣的名叫他起来行走以后。
And this problem was solved after Peter and John performed the miracle in the name of Lord Jesus.
也就是说，这个人接受了主耶稣的大爱以后，那么他才彻底的解决。
And that was it means that this person, after they have received the great love of God, that his problem was solved.
那么在我们日常的信仰生活当中，我们也一直都偏重于在人的爱。
And so in our daily life, we really emphasize upon the love of people.
而忽略了把神的大爱传给别人。
And we have forgotten to pass on the message about God's love to others.
就像刚刚赵传道所说的，早上赵传道所说的，就说人只要得着耶稣是一件非常美好的事情。
And just like Preacher Zhao had mentioned in the morning, that as long as a person is able to receive God in their life or the Lord in their life, then that is the best thing.
但另外一件美好的事情就是让人也能够得着耶稣。
Another good thing for us to do is so that others can also receive Christ in their life.
那另外就是使徒彼得和保罗他们在做圣工的态度上。
Next is also the attitude which Peter and John had when they did the sacred work.
那么以及对神的忠心。
They were very faithful to God.
我们可以看到这个神迹虽然是彼得和约翰同时来行使的。
And although this miracle was performed by Peter and John at the same time,
但我们可以看得出来约翰始终都是默默的谦卑的站在彼得的旁边。
We see that John was just quietly and with humility standing beside Peter.
他虽然不说话，但是什么？他站在他旁边，跟他一同同心的来做圣工。
Although he did not say much, but he stood next to Peter and quietly did the holy work together.
那么彼得他也不会抢功劳。
And Peter also did not take all the credit for himself.
当他在指着叫这个瘸腿的看。的时候，他是叫说看我们，不是说看我。
And Peter, when he told the lame man to look, he did not say to look at me, at himself, but to look at us.
而且他成就了这个神迹的这么大的圣功以后，他是把荣耀归给了神。
And after he performed this great miracle, he gave all the glory to God.
所以我们在平常做圣功的态度，我们就是要谦卑，大家一起同心来做。
So the attitude we should have when we do sacred work is that we have to be humble and we should do it together.
那对神传讲道理的圣工，我们也要忠心。
And we need to be faithful in terms of preaching the gospel.
另外是这瘸腿的。
And next is regarding the lame man.
他在听到彼得对他说：“我奉拿撒勒人主耶稣的名叫你站起来。”
When he heard that, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk.
那么他就很有信心的相信神的名的能力。
With faith, he believed in the power of God.
所以他就能够，虽然躺在这个床上已经四十年，但是他能够马上的就不用复健，就马上就跳起来。
And immediately, without assistance, he just stood up and leaped up.
并且站着。
And he stood up.
然后行走。
And walked.
那我们站着的话，就受到我们这个主耶稣的恩典以后，我们站着，我们就要站在主的真道上面。
And so after we have received the salvation grace of the Lord, we have to stand up and walk in His truth.
那么来学习神的话语。
And to learn from His words.
并来遵行。
And to carry it out.
并且在领受这个恩典以后呢，我们要走出来，把我们所领受的恩典 走出来，勇敢地向别人来做见证。
And after we have received the grace, we should also perform this and testify to others.
那么使人也能够得到耶稣基督的救恩。
So that others can also receive the salvation grace of the Lord Jesus Christ.
那我们现在要来一起祷告。
So now we will pray.
好，我们请大家同心跪下祷告。
Let us kneel down.
请到前面来。
Let us come forward.